My finely honed instincts told me I was being watched. The prickle at the back of my neck drew my attention to the man standing at the edge of the dance floor. Sure enough, his eyes were locked on me. A shadow pooled beneath the scar on his cheekbone when he smirked. My heart skipped a beat, but not with lustful interest. I recognized him. Roman Alkaev, Dmitry Abramovich's Sovietnik, his right-hand man in the Russian mafia. I answered his smirk with a coy smile and then dropped my eyes, playing the part of shy submissive. "Come on, take the bait," I willed him to come to me. This was my first real lead. Finally, I had traced Dmitry's twisted operation to the heart of his organization. I felt the stranger at my back just before he spoke.
"Hello, little sub."
His voice was so deep it seemed to thrum through my bones.
"You look rather lonely over here all by yourself."
I turned to the man with an annoyed glare. He was fucking up my ploy. "I'm not interested," I managed to say before my mouth went dry. Navy blue eyes stared down at me with instant disapproval, and his lips twitched in a small frown. Even in his reproach, he was darkly gorgeous. If anything, his suddenly stern air enhanced his allure.
"I know you Yanks can be blunt, but there's no reason to be impolite. I was only trying to make you feel welcome. I've never seen you at Club Lash before."
I shifted uncomfortably under the weight of his censure. Then I reminded myself that I faced down dominance all the time, and this man was no different. I straightened my shoulders and met him squarely in the eye. "This is my third time here in the last 2 weeks," I said coolly. "I'm not a newbie you can take advantage of. So thanks, but no thanks." I peered around his heavily muscled frame, searching for Roman. The man stepped back into my line of sight, getting close enough to make me feel pinned between him and the bar at my back.
"I hate bastards who take advantage of new subs."
I tried my best to remain cool under the weight of his anger. "Then you'll understand why I'd rather you left me alone." His scowl bore down on me, and I took a hasty step back, only to bump into the bar. Maybe I'd been pretending to be a sub for too long, because I certainly wasn't acting like my usual haughty self.
"If you were mine, I'd turn you over my knee for your rudeness."
"Then I guess it's a good thing I'm not yours," I retorted, a touch breathlessly. If anything, the mental image of this gorgeous man bringing his large hand down on my bare ass sent a thrill of something suspiciously akin to arousal quivering through me. It was distinctly discomfiting. Sparks crackled in his deep blue eyes.
"You're going to get yourself into trouble, pet."
"Are you threatening me?" I demanded, even though heat flashed through my sex in response to his rumbling warning. The man's voice alone, with that delicious English accent, would make any woman wet.
"No, I'm warning you. Not everyone here is as nice as me."
With his darkly forbidding expression, he certainly didn't appear nice. He looked just the right amount of dangerous. This man could get me into a whole lot of trouble. No dom had made my body respond this way in years, not since Danny. The reminder of my ex-husband was distasteful enough to dispel the dark man's sway over me. "Thanks for the warning," I said icily, "but I can take care of myself."
"Can you?"
he challenged.
"I can tell you're resisting the urge to drop your eyes right now. You want to submit, but instead you're practically begging me to discipline you. You're playing a very dangerous game, brat."
He was right about the urge to look away from his domineering gaze, and that was extremely worrying. I pulled up my arrogant armor. "Well, I don't want to play with you. You're harshing my vibe. Go away." He sneered in disgust and turned away from me. I heard him mutter, "Bloody Yanks," as he stalked off.